Hello, my name is Kate Cooper. I'm Head of Research, Policy and Standards at the Institute of Leadership and Management. Welcome to this podcast, which is one in a series of five podcasts focusing on the healthy workplace. The Institute of Leadership and Management recognises great leadership as being multidimensional. We identify five dimensions: authenticity, vision, achievement, ownership and collaboration. We've broken those five dimensions down into 49 components, which enable us to organise our content, but also helps individuals access the leadership support that is immediately relevant to them. The component I will be talking about in this podcast is dealing with conflict, part of the dimension of collaboration, because collaborative leaders need to be able to deal effectively with conflict. Conflict in organisations is essentially inevitable. And whether you have big conflicts or little conflicts, they are still part of the human condition and therefore part of organisational life. But if we run away from them, they're not going to go away. They just get bigger. But not all conflict is destructive. We could also have constructive, beneficial conflict, which is about different ideas, differences of opinions, which make the collective understanding and the collective idea better. And so better decisions are made. It's the destructive conflict we don't want, when people get too competitive, too emotional, pride gets in the way, egos get in the way, and the conflict becomes about winning and losing rather than about resolution, about making things better. So we want the sort of conflict that leads to new ideas, that helps us understand what's going on in other parts of the organisation, helps us unearth different problems and issues that we can say, yeah, we have different views on this, but let's get together and work out how we can resolve them. We don't want the sort of conflict that wastes time, upsets people to such an extent that it threatens their well-being and generally creates the sort of environment where people are quite hostile, aggressive towards one another, and you have zero chance of high morale in teams in that sort of environment. Now, many organisations, companies, depending on their regulatory frameworks and their legal frameworks, will have disciplinary grievance procedures that people can have resort to when a conflict becomes a very big thing or is allowed to become a very big thing. But often, so much conflict is about misunderstanding. And if one tries through informal approaches to actually talk to somebody about something that is causing you distress or upset, you don't understand, it might actually just be a misunderstanding. And when approached with whatever your particular grievance appears to be, the other party might say, I absolutely didn't mean that at all. And at the moment, when so many of us are working at home, maybe over relying on written communication, sending emails are misunderstood by the recipient because we don't know what sort of mood frame of mind they're going to be in when they receive them. We don't really know whether we've actually conveyed what we want to convey in the written word, because of course that is a challenging activity in itself. So if you get a situation where one of your written communications has seemed to provoke an adverse reaction, phone somebody up and find out what the problem really is. There have been many attempts to describe how differently we all approach conflict situations, and the one way of looking at conflict, which is represented by the Thomas Kilman Conflict Mode Instrument, is to see the extent to which we want to push our own agendas and the extent to which we want to help others achieve their agendas. So obviously, the more you want to push your own, the more competitive you are, and the more you want to help somebody else achieve their goals, the more accommodating you are. So there are different ways that we will default in dealing with conflict situations when they're presented to us. And one way which is very, very well known, and I think we'll all understand, is when we seek to avoid conflict situations. when we're not thinking about pushing our own agendas and we're not trying to help anybody else achieve theirs. And so much of the way we deal with conflict is culturally determined. So it's very difficult to actually come up with a model that describes all the behaviours everywhere. But we do know that people will deal with conflict in different situations. However you prefer to deal with conflict or whatever the cultural norms are, most conflict situations do require a difficult conversation. So you have to have an uncomfortable conversation with somebody about the difference, the problem, the issue. And for those people who are afraid of conflict, they will actually do anything to avoid it. But if you do avoid it, it doesn't go away. The conflict still remains. You've still got the problem and you still haven't talked about it. So taking that first step to arrange with somebody to have that conversation and to be very mindful that it is going to be difficult for you and how you're going to make sure it's the best it can be. And the great place to start with whoever is causing you the upset is to assume that their intentions are good. There is no malintent. What is it you think they're trying to achieve, or what's it like for them? And at the same time, think about, why is it such a big deal for you? And it's only by thinking of both perspectives that there's a bit of objectivity that you can bring in into that conversation, and also compassion that show that you want to resolve the situation. You don't like being out of sorts with somebody, having differences that are causing you both upset, and by acknowledging that you're prepared to change as well. And it's not just about trying to fix somebody else. So the four A's really of the difficult conversation are: acknowledge the fact that there's a problem, affirm your commitment to putting it right, appreciate the other person, and to ask questions, because it's only by asking questions and listening to the answers that we'll really understand what the real issue is. And we need to communicate with real generosity here, to assume that they are coming from a place of good intentions. Nevertheless, sometimes, however hard we try, we can't fix situations, and we have resort to formal disciplinary or grievance processes. Plenty of advice, particularly in the UK, on the ACAS website as to how you should conduct those. But I think we're finding increasingly that grievance and disciplinary procedures and processes do not give us resolution. They do not give us the outcomes that we want. And to move towards a resolution policy is much more sensible, much more cost effective, and much more healing than going down a formal disciplinary route. And one example of this approach is to use mediation. And it's a confidential form of resolving workplace disputes between people, where you get an impartial, independent person helping two individuals, or maybe even more, reach a solution. And they are trained to help the conversation go forward, to not look at blaming, to not take sides, to not to be gathering evidence. So very, very different from a normal grievance procedure, and using their skill as a mediator to promote harmony and understanding rather than the discord that has given rise to the conflict. So as a leader, you have to deal with conflict. It's an inevitable part of organisational life, as I said at the beginning. So an environment where it's okay to disagree, where you aren't criticising people for their difference, for the fact that you have different opposing sometimes points of view, where there's a high level of trust, will help people be able to articulate, to have those difficult conversations. And one of the great things about difficult conversations is when you've had them and you found that actually the sky hasn't fallen in, and in fact you're in a better place in terms of the relationship that you had with that person that you're having it with, the world is a slightly brighter place. At the moment, we might be finding ourselves in difficult situations as regards conflicts, falling outs with people we're not seeing. As I said earlier, do always try and resolve anything early on when it's in the stage of a misunderstanding and it doesn't escalate into something big, or is hidden, suppressed, and certainly won't go away. Please go onto our website, www.institutelm.com, and explore the freely available resources on our website.